This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A little change today just because we had to do a little shift for the next guest who could only be up there on this hour. So joining us for the rare middle hour guest time is writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Well, I am. I didn't even look at this. I haven't even watched the video. I want to know about the Do Studies Show Gun Control Works Answer No video, because you did a review of a video that was put out there. Tell me what we found on that video.
Yes. This is a video that was put out by Reason.com, and it's essentially an interview about a prominent statistician, Aaron Brown. He's a recognized expert in his field, and he's answering questions and pontificating on the failings of the vast majority of studies, which is dignifying them more than they deserve, aimed at various gun control policies. And he's a very well-credentialed expert on statistics. And right near the beginning of the deal, well, they start out by showing all these politicians claiming that they have all these studies that, without a doubt, with no possibility of error at all, show that gun control works. And it's all hokum. It's just not true. They're just lying. Now, they might claim ignorance, but I think that most of the politicians are better than that, actually more knowledgeable than that. But, you know, it's to their benefit to claim that a study says something that they want said. And that's one of the great failings about this idea of experts. Well, if you're in the ruling class or if you're a politician, you just look around, and if you look at enough experts, you're going to find some that agree with you. Then you just pick those and say, see, what I want is agreed to by experts. And that's kind of what we see here. But
right.
a very important point that Mr. Brown makes is that these gun control policies have tremendous associated costs. And those costs are almost never considered in policy debate. For example, if you make it illegal to carry a gun without a permit, and somebody is carrying a gun without a permit, and then you put them in jail, well, that's a cost of that policy. You have to feed him. He doesn't make any money. He has a conviction that sticks with him for the rest of his life. And he hasn't done anything violent or harmed anyone. All
right.
He did was not have a permit.
Okay.
And so that's a cost. And as I said, politicians and the people pushing these policies never discuss cost. They only look at potential benefits, and those benefits are not even well defined. So we have cost, and that was an important thing to mention there, and he does a good job of that. Then he looks, I'd say his primary focus in much of the rest of the video is on a Rand Foundation meta study that was conducted earlier, and then it was updated in 2020.
Right.
And what's particularly interesting with this meta study, and a meta study is one that looks at a bunch of other studies and tries to draw conclusions from all the different studies that are that they look at. Well, this meta study looked at 27,900, almost 28,000 studies that were related to gun control.
Okay.
And they eliminated large numbers of them. They basically said, look, if you don't meet our criteria for data and for the way you evaluate the data and the way that you check your numbers against random chance, we're going to not accept your study. And when they did that, they found 123 studies out of 27,900 that met their criteria. So most of the studies, the vast majority of the studies, something like 99.5%, they just threw out because they didn't meet their criteria for academic rigor. And the RAND study is about 412 pages of text, graphics, tables, and I read most of it. I have to say, I didn't analyze it extremely closely. I did read it, speed read it, and looked at the tables and looked for the particular bits of information that I wanted to check, but I didn't read it all. Very, very tightly. So Brown looks at the number of significant results that are shown in this study because most, all of these studies have a statistical basis. And what they do is look at what's called a significant result. And it's a significant result in these studies that the from the statistical level is when a non-statistical, a random result would only occur in 5% of the cases. That's called a 95% confidence level. In other words, we get a result 95% of the time, it would be something other than chance, but 5% of the time, it would be chance.
Right.
And he says that the uncertainties in the data make meaningful results impossible to obtain. And his expertise really shows well here. He says these studies are doomed from the start. Now, the studies in the RAND meta study tested 722 hypotheses. So the chance is that they would have found 36. A significant effect. Now, in the article, I say 36 positive significant effects, but on reflection, I believe it's 36 significant effects total. And of those, about half should be positive, false positive, and the other half should be false negative. In other words, randomly, you'd get 18 significant effects that would be positive for gun control, and you'd get 18 significant effects that would be negative for gun control.
Hang on right there, if you will, coming up on the first break. Dean has had a plethora of he's got multiple articles on the front page right now at Ammoland.com, where he has nearly 2,000 articles in the archive of his, which is far and above anybody else's archive. Check it out, ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this study, this his review of a review of a study, I guess would be what we call
it. It's a review of the, well, it's a review of the video.
Right.
Where they talk about the expert who examined what happened of gun control studies. So it's, I mean, the expert did study the meta study. My review is of his video, of the video in which he saw it.
Okay.
So it's a little different than that. But where we were talking just previously was that they had 722 hypotheses to which you could get a significant result for. And by chance, what they deem a significant result would be one in which there'd only be a 5% chance that it would be by random and a 95% chance that it would not be by random. Well, if you take 5% of 722, that's 36.
Okay.
So you'd expect 36 results that were counted as non-random. And of those, it should be about equally distributed as to positive, in other words, that they agreed with the hypothesis, or negative, that they disagreed with the hypothesis. But they found 18 positive results, which is about what you would expect, but only one negative significant effect, which shows, as Brown mentioned, that there's almost certainly significant bias in most of the studies. In other words, they look at a And this can be unconscious. It doesn't have to be particularly conscious. We tend to have selection bias built into it.
Right.
So they could look at the effects and say, oh, well, that one's not real. We know that's not real because it shows that gun control is bad. Well, that can't be real. Oh, look at that one. That shows gun control is good. Yeah, that's a real significant effect. I mean, that's probably the sort of thing were happening. There might be other ways this could happen. For example, they might say, well, we've got this one that's significant at 5% that says gun control is bad. And we've got one that's significant at 3% that says gun control is good. I think we should make our cutoff at 4%.
Okay.
So that's another way that you could eliminate a result you don't want. Now, when I read about this, I remembered a couple of what I thought were pretty well-conducted studies that had significant, what would be counted in the way that the expert here is looking at, significant negative results. In other words, they showed significant hypotheses that showed the gun control policies had a negative result. And I said, well, how is it they only have one? Because I know these two studies that I've read that I thought were well conducted, and both of them showed, now as part of several different hypotheses inside of those studies, that there was a negative result. And so I looked up the two studies, you know, did my homework, and then I looked at the RAND meta study, and it became obvious what happened. Neither one of those studies were in the RAND meta study because they did not contain the hypotheses that RAND was looking for in their study. In other words, RAND had said, well, here's the hypotheses. These are the policies we're looking at. And they had, I forget exactly how many, but they had a number of them. And the two hypotheses that I remembered from the studies weren't any of those, and that's why they didn't show up. The two that I were looking at were the regulation of gun shows and the efficacy of gun buybacks. I hesitate to use that term because it's clearly an Orwellian phrase.
Sure.
Almost none of the guns in these so-called buybacks are actually being bought back by the government, because the government didn't own them before. But the phrase has become so embedded in our culture that that's what they used in the study. But neither of those were in the RAND definitions of what they're looking for, and that's why they didn't show up. So actually, that kind of increases the credibility of the RAND meta-study in my mind. If those policies had been included, then, you know, I wondered why RAND excluded those studies. But they didn't. They weren't included, so it made sense. The other thing that Brown does, and I think he does a really good job of this, and I have to say that Aaron Brown tends to be putting more articulately and in better mathematics than I have pretty much the same things I've been saying for several years. So, you know, I have a little selection bias in that he's agreeing with me, but he does it with better math. I have to say that. But he looks at these studies and he says there's the vast majority of, and this is what Rand found out too, is they're flawed. And mostly what we see is they cherry pick data in time and space. You can get almost any result if you have a large amount of data and you get to choose at what time and in what place you'll take that data from. And they give an example of a so-called study in Maryland that claimed that a certain gun control policy resulted in a lower homicide rate. And if you look at it, yes, the homicide rate did go down in the period they say. But there was another 8 years of data after that, before they published the study, that they threw out. They just ignored. They only picked a very narrow window of time that would validate what they wanted to say, and they only looked at one state, and they didn't even compare that state to itself. They compared it to a made-up virtual state where they took part of a couple other states.
Hang on right there. I want you to tell that whole story again. When we get back, Dean, this article is one of the latest ones he's got on there. I think it's on the front page at amoland.com as we speak right now, along with there's a repository out there of about nearly 2,000. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal jury found two men not guilty in the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer and deadlocked on all counts against two other men, leaving prosecutors with no conviction following the trial. President Biden and Vice President Harris are honoring newly confirmed Supreme Court pick Ketanji Brown Jackson.
And today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
The president fulfilling a campaign promise by saying he would use a person's skin color as his first qualification for the nation's highest court. Will Smith is banned from all Academy Awards events, including the Oscars, for 10 years. The Academy announcing its decision following Smith's now infamous Oscars slap of Chris Rock. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced it was lifting Title 42 at the end of May. Title 42 is a pandemic authority that allows the United States to deport illegal immigrants coming from countries where diseases like COVID-19 are spreading. Uvalde, Texas Mayor Don McLaughlin explains how ending this would impact his city.
They'll pull all their Border Patrol agents out of the field. They'll make them processors. They'll be doing paperwork. And then all of a sudden they'll say, oh, we're over capacity, and they'll start shipping them to towns like Uvalde or Caesar Springs.
JetBlue flight attendants can score a $1,000 bonus by simply showing up for work during the busy spring travel season. A company memo calling it the Spring Rewards Program and explaining it comes at a time where every flight attendant makes a difference. Full-time flight attendants are eligible for the bonus if they don't call out from April 8th through May 31st. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we just had gotten to the synthetic Connecticut explanation, which I tried to do earlier this week, Dean, to be honest with you, but I'm sure you're better at it than me, so please. The synthetic Connecticut that was used in order to manufacture statistical proof of a 40% drop in homicides, explain how they put that together, please.
Okay. Now, I've not read that particular study, so I'm going by what Aaron Brown said of it in the video. And what they did was they looked at Connecticut and they said, after they instituted this particular gun control measure, which was, I think it was some type of a limitation on gun sales, and that they looked at the years after that, and there was a decrease in homicides. I don't recall if it was gun homicides, just all homicides, and that does make a difference. But
right. It
dropped significantly. But they only looked at a very narrow number of years, I think 3 or 4 years. And then, even though they did the study like 10 years after that, they didn't look at any years after those 3 or 4 years. Now, what they could have done, and what's often done in a linear study, a longitudinal study it's called, is you look at the numbers before, then you look at the numbers during the period that you're studying, and then you look at the numbers afterwards. But they didn't do that. They looked at the numbers before, well, and then during, and then they compared those numbers during to a synthetic state instead of looking at Connecticut before and after and then later. They looked at Connecticut, a synthetic Connecticut that they made up of pieces of other states. And from my memory, they included Rhode Island, Vermont, and California. Pieces of Rhode Island, Vermont, and California. But if you look at what happened in Connecticut after the end of the time period they chose, then not only is it not 40% lower, it's 46% higher than this is synthetic Connecticut for the later period. So essentially they had a null result, didn't show anything. If you just extended the study a few more years, even by the synthetic criteria that they use, if you study, there's an old saying, and I think it's appropriate. If you torture the data hard enough, it will tell you anything you want.
Sure. Sure.
And I think that's what it looks like this study did.
Yeah.
They went after the data hard enough and with enough assumptions and making, you know, in only this very minimal period, it told them what they wanted to see. That's the way it looks to me. And I said, I'm only going by what I heard about it in the video because I haven't read the actual study.
Right.
Now, another thing that was interesting to me, and this wasn't mentioned in the video, it's just a little check I did, and that so you have almost 28,000 studies. The RAND meta study whittles that down with their statistical requirements for data and conclusions and analysis to 123 studies. Now, John Lott is famous for the work he's done on gun control, for his statistical analysis and his rigorous academic papers that he has written. And he's, some of those, several of them, he's been the lead author with other authors. So I thought I'd look at the RAND meta-study, and as I mentioned, I think they only selected with their process about half of 1% of all the studies they looked at. Actually, not even that. Let's see. Yeah, half of a percent would probably be correct. Okay. And of those 123 studies, 10 of them are by John Lott and his associates, which is way disproportionate to the number of studies John has done. I don't think he's done more than a dozen, 15, maybe only 10. I'd have to look.
Right.
But he hasn't done hundreds of them. He hasn't done thousands of them. I think it's less than two dozen. And 10 of those met the criteria to be in this meta study. That gives John's studies tremendous credibility over what is claimed in the media.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? John Lott's studies are, it's all about the method, right? It's all about the method.
Right.
It's all about the sample size. It's about the way you do
right.
You know, all the things that you put into it. And instead of just getting out there and making up some, you know, study out of the ether, that's where John Lott always turns over his stuff to a group of peers to let them look at the method under which he did his study.
And he makes everything apparent, and he publishes all the data where he got it from. And that's a huge difference from most of the studies.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, John is very methodical, and the fact that they tried to get out there and debunk his studies.
I have to say they did it for everybody. They included almost most of his studies, from what I can see.
And
of the 123, 10 of them are by John Lott. That's a huge percentage compared to the number they looked at.
I didn't know that. So what did they find out about John Lott's studies?
Well, they found that his studies met their criteria for validity.
Not surprising.
Right.
I feel very satisfied knowing that.
Yeah. Now, there's another point that Aaron Brown makes that I'd like to put out there. And that he says is that it's impossible using science to figure out the policies we should have in terms of gun control. He says you just can't do it. The data is too noisy. We're looking at very small effects for a very large number of people. And the definitions are muddy and unclear. And the laws change over states and time. It's making it very difficult to compare one state to another, or one nation to another, or one state to another nation. He says it's a fool's errand to try to use a scientific study to justify gun control policy. But then he makes an excellent point. He says most of our laws are not based on science. And he's right.
Well, hang on right there, because I want you to follow up on that when we come back, because that is one of those big reveals that doesn't need to be piecemealed out there. This article we've been referencing is at amiland.com right now. It's probably on the front page. Dean has quite a few articles on the front page right now, more than I've seen in a while. And well worth your time. In addition to that, there's nearly 2,000 there waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've spent this whole time on this video that he reviewed. And you were about to add something to this that I thought was quite poignant. So if you would, please pick it up where you left off.
What Brown makes, he makes this point. He says the data is just too noisy. It's too small an effect that you're trying to measure. You're basically, anybody who tries to base policy on a scientific study about gun control is chasing a chimera. It doesn't exist. You can't do it. But then he makes a really good point. He says, almost none of our laws are based on science. They're just not. And that, we tend to think the opposite, because when the progressives came into power with Woodrow Wilson and then later on a really big push for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they promised that policies would be based on science. But what we really find out is the policies were based on cherry-picked experts who were always expected to be progressive. They didn't want any other expert than somebody who said and was true to the progressive philosophy. So, if you look at not just laws since FDR, but historically laws and policies of nations, they're almost never based on science. They're based on other things. They're based on moral judgment. They're based on political philosophy. Progressivism is political philosophy. And they're based on countless legal experiments where people would try a law and see how it worked out and say, you know, that didn't work very good. In fact, the entire Constitution is made up and was written by people who'd read extensively about what kind of laws worked and what kind of laws didn't, what form of government worked, what form of government didn't, what the weakness of this approach was, what the strength of that approach was. In other words, based on historical cut and trot, not science, practical experience based up by history. And that is a much better way to make law than to just use what I would call the after-hour dorm room approach of progressivism. Well, this sounds to me pretty good. It ought to work by theory because, look, if we assume this and this and this and this and this, well, then it'll work without ever actually looking at data or trying it in various positions to see what works and what doesn't, or looking historically at what happened. And most of the progressives just try to ignore all that by saying, well, this is the modern era. This is different. All that stuff that happened back there, that was a different time. It doesn't count. Only the area that we want to look at really counts. And so our ruling class uses science as a stick to beat everybody into submission to say, you have to follow the science. And the science is what we say it is when we say it. And you don't have anybody as a better example than this than Dr. Fossey, who changed his opinions, changed his idea of what science was, and then constantly told us, well, if you don't do what I tell you to, you're against science. Well, Dr. Fossey, you know, is not science. Science is not one man. It's not one position. It's not one opinion. And it's poorly suited to making policy decisions about legal theory. So I thought that was an important takeaway that Aaron Brown had brought up. And that's where the Second Amendment supporters are strong. We're strong in moral theory. We're strong in historical precedent. We're strong in legal theory, such as natural law and limited government, and how you prevent the government from abusing by the people by saying you can't do this or this or this, and you only have this power, that power, and the other power. Progressivism worked hard for 100 years now to erase all that and say, oh, that's old stuff. That old stuff doesn't matter. It's just the new stuff that we propose that matters. Well, the new stuff they proposed is the same sort of new stuff that Stalin proposed and Lenin proposed and Mao proposed and Hitler proposed and Mussolini proposed, and they all said, well, it's different now. We can do this because it's new and improved. And it all worked very poorly and ended in great tragedy. So that's I thought the end of the video. I thought the video I recommend was well worth watching. Not very long. It's 16 minutes, a quarter of one worthless television show. Well, half, if you're going on a half-hour segment.
Right.
And there's no commercials in it. And you can find it. You can go to reason.com or just look up the title, which is Do Studies Show Gun Control Works? No. And it has Aaron Brown and Justin Monticello in it.
Yeah.
And now, the link is at the article, too.
See, should we, as advocates, and I got Alan Gottlieb coming up next, as you know, so I'm going to be asking him the same question. As advocates, when it becomes apparent to us that a policy has been put in place, or they've attempted to put a policy in place, due to a faulty study, and, I mean, in a lot of cases, if you look at some of these studies, you can almost sort of figure out that these are not only just faulty, they're contrived.
Oh, absolutely.
They're designed to come up with a certain result. If we find a study like that, should we be going after them legally for fraud? And should we be suing governments to repeal these policies that are based upon flawed or contrived information?
I don't think that's a good approach, because we do have the First Amendment and free speech, and people can say what they want, and they can contrive studies that do stupid thing. And so I don't think it would pass constitutional muster to sue them for doing a bad study. But you could, and I try to all the time, expose the study as bad, and I have to laud the effort by Reason, Aaron Brown, and Justin Monticello to put this work out there, because it shows just how flawed these things are and how you cannot, that they try to show things that science is incapable of showing. And it's to use this, the logical flaw is called an argument from authority. You know, somebody in, quote, authority said this. Therefore, it has to be true, and you have to feed the argument to me because I cited this guy who's an authority. Well, part of what this video shows is that these authorities often don't know what they're doing. And they're not really any better at figuring out what is real and what isn't than most of us.
Right.
So that's an important point to make. And I don't think we can sue them, but I think we can point out their error and their bias.
I don't know. I wonder about that. I mean, if they pass a policy that we know, like, if they pass a policy where we know there's going to be a cost, where we know there's going to be harm.
A lot of that happens.
Yep. So.
I can't argue it. I just don't think we have the legal means to have an effect.
I don't know, but it's a question worth researching. Listen, thanks very much for joining me tonight. Thanks very much for shifting and making this way I have the full night of all the authorities possible. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, and have a good show with Alan.
Roger that. Check out Dean's stuff at amalan.com. Nearly 2,000 articles. You'll be there for a minute. Coming up next, Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.